Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is. You're welcome to join the discussion. 603-283-6160 is the number to do that. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Mickey, and Bonnie.
And diabetes surges among American youth, study shows. I'm not at all surprised to hear that, but evidently some people are. I mean, with the rise of McDonald's and Burger King and DoorDash and people sitting at home during the pandemic, of course, diabetes was going to surge among the American youth.
Me and Ian were leaving Aldi's the other day, and we couldn't believe the freaking line for Burger King, which is right out front of Aldi's here. Like, I would never sit in that line ever for Burger King. It's not even that great, and...
That seems to be the case among all of the fast food places from what I've seen. They just constantly, I mean, especially during certain times, they just have lines stretched all the way around. And I don't understand the reason for it.
When I saw the diabetic diet at the hospital and the nursing homes that I've worked at, it is alarming. It is like the worst. And I've even had patients tell me, I came here to get better. I'm sick and I came here to get better. And I eat better food at home. I'm a diabetic and you guys are giving me cake for dessert.
Really? At the hospital?
That's the diabetic diet.
It contains...
The food is so unhealthy. And I have really high standards for, like, food and health.
Right.
So to the average person, it's probably better than what they're generally eating. Like, it's better than McDonald's, but...
Yeah.
If you have type 2 diabetes and you're trying to not be on insulin, so you're really, really particular. Yeah, you're really careful about what you're eating, you would not eat this.
Wow.
That's shocking, especially for a hospital.
Yeah.
So the number of young people with the most prevalent form of diabetes nearly doubled in the United States from 2001 to 2017. Oh, wait until they measure 2019 and 2020 and 2021. The findings showed that the rate of young people ages 10 to 19 with type 2 diabetes increased by 95%, almost doubling. The estimated rate of youth under age 20 with type 1 diabetes grew by 45%. Now, I don't know the difference between type 1 and type 2 diabetes.
So type 1 diabetes, it used to be called juvenile diabetes because you get it when you're younger. So generally you're diagnosed with that like when you're a little kid, like 5 years old. Type 2 diabetes you get from lifestyle and diet. So type 1
diabetes is largely beyond your control?
Yes. Type 1 diabetes is like your pancreas just does not produce insulin. Type 2, either your body's cells can't, like they produce it, but either not enough, or it just can't process.
Okay, so type 2 is the one that we think of most frequently when we think of a diabetic.
Yeah, it's
the
much
overweight
more
person.
Common.
Okay.
Much more common.
Okay, yeah, and that is the one that has almost doubled over the last 16 years. Is that right? Yes. From people ages 10 to 19. Rising rates of diabetes, particularly type 2 diabetes, which is preventable, has the potential to create a cascade of poor health outcomes, said Dr. Wow, that's a name, Imperator, who oversees disease surveillance and other areas at the U.S. CDC. The new findings come from the Search for Diabetes in Youth study, which was funded by the CDC, obviously. I mean, this is also largely a result of the high fructose corn syrup that's being put in freaking everything. Almost anything I've bought at the grocery store in the last several months contains high fructose corn syrup instead of just sugar.
When me and Ian go to the grocery store, like anything we buy, we make sure it doesn't have high fructose corn syrup or any soy products. It literally narrows down like 90% of the products at the store.
Why not? Why no soy products?
Well, I don't want to eat soy because it can replace like your natural estrogen. Like it it's not really, like, so bad for you, but then you'll have, like, a synthetic type of estrogen taking the place of, like, naturally using estrogen. So, like, it can, like, cause issues for females for their hormones.
Is that why soy boys are all soy boys?
That's kind of, like, the theory. But if you Google stuff about soy boys stuff, like, most of what pops up on Google is, like, that's just a myth. But, I don't know, Calvin sends me, our neighbor sends me some really good nutrition videos, and he kind of freaked me out about soybean oil, which is in everything, even if you don't, even if it's not just like tofu, like any salad dressing you get most likely has soybean oil.
So it's really like GMO soy that's the issue. Organic soy isn't as bad, but you're right with the estrogen thing, and it's really bad for your thyroid gland too. It can cause hypothyroidism, which is terrible, and you'll need to be on thyroid hormone replacements for the rest of your life, basically. So I try to avoid it as well.
Increasing prevalence of type 2 diabetes could be caused by rising rates of childhood obesity, in utero exposure to maternal obesity and diabetes, or increased diabetes screenings. The reason I pause there is because for me, obesity and type 2 diabetes are so well connected in my mind that when I read, you know, the prevalence of type 2 diabetes could be the result of rising rates of obesity, I'm like, did they just say that diabetes is the result of diabetes? Because to me, the two go hand in hand, but I don't know what the stats are on that. But when I think about a type 2 diabetic, I think of someone who is also obese.
Not always, but typically, yes.
The COVID-19 pandemic evidently hit people with diabetes particularly hard, including those who never got sick from the virus, but fell victim to the isolation and disruption it caused. Reuters, in the special report, found that deaths from diabetes last year surged 17% to more than 100,000. Younger people, those ages 25 to 44, suffered the sharpest increase with a 29% jump in deaths. By comparison, all other deaths, except those directly attributed to the coronavirus, rose 6% last year. So diabetes on the rise, not at all a surprise. And it's got longer lasting impacts than just, you know, someone dealing with diabetes, because like I said, to me, in my mind at least, these issues, diabetes and obesity, are very well connected. As is high cholesterol.
Yep.
And that fuels cancer growth, which makes disease impervious. I don't understand this headline. High cholesterol fuels cancer growth. Oh, and it makes cancer. I don't know what it's trying to say there. Anyway, high cholesterol is a problem which most people typically associate with heart disease. Despite the condition's obvious link to clogging arteries, studies show high cholesterol also plays a role in making cancer even more dangerous. I have a thing in my way that's keeping me from seeing what I'm trying to read. Now, researchers from Duke University have discovered that having high cholesterol actually fuels cancer cells and can make them impervious to the natural stressors which usually kill them.
I've been saying this for years.
I didn't know that the human body had a way to deal with cancer cells.
So, I'd love to tell you. So, basically, it's our immune system helps us detect cancer. So if the white blood cells that are used to flag cancer cells, if our immune system isn't good enough and it isn't hardy and ready to fight, if we don't have enough of these white blood cells, they won't flag the cancer cells and our other white blood cells won't go and kill the cancer cells. So
what is high cholesterol? That's like clogged arteries, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So that's typically why it's more closely linked to heart disease and to artery disease.
Yeah, your heart has to work a lot harder.
Peripheral artery disease, yeah.
So this new study finds that breast cancer cells use cholesterol to develop a tolerance to stress. This makes disease cells capable of withstanding the pressure of migrating from the cancerous tumor to other regions of the body. Now, I don't know what they're referring to when they talk about cells and stress. I can't imagine these cells are sitting around worrying about their bills or whatever.
Stress is a really big factor for heart disease and cancer and every other disease. So I think the more stressed we are, the less our immune system is readily able to fight. And that's why I stress that the most when I talk to people about the importance of really making sure that your immune system is functioning at a very, very high level, because that's the best way. Prevention is key. You know, prevention is the best medicine.
Absolutely. So most cancer cells die as they try to metastasize. It's a very stressful process, explains a professor in the Departments of Pharmacology and Cancer Biology and Medicine. The few that don't die have this ability to overcome the cell's stress-induced death mechanism. We found that cholesterol was integral in fueling this ability. So, all in all, people aren't exercising. They're not eating well. They're just eating garbage. You mentioned Burger King just having a full line, and that's pretty much all the time that they're open. And if they're not doing that, they're certainly not eating at one of the local restaurants here in Keene that actually use local food that isn't, you know, crammed with all of this nonsense. What are your thoughts about the rise of childhood obesity more than doubling in the last 17 years? 603-283-6160.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com. Yeah.
excited to join us. 603-283-6160. You can talk about whatever is on your mind, whatever's important to you. Share whatever opinions you happen to have. 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Aria,
Nikki, and Bonnie.
And I want to move on from this discussion about health because it's not anything I really care about. It just seemed like a quick thing to throw out there to start the show because, I mean, it's important. People should be healthy, and they're not. I want to talk about more interesting stuff coming out about the FBI and some of their software. Evidently, they have a piece of software known as Atlas that mines various federal databases for derogatory information. It runs on Amazon servers, and it can trigger the revocation of citizenship. So used by the Department of Homeland Security to scan the records of millions of immigrants, this software can automatically flag naturalized Americans to potentially have their citizenship revoked based on secret criteria, according to documents.
What does it mean by derogatory information? Does it say?
It doesn't specify. But, I mean, essentially, whatever, if they find something they don't like, they can take your citizenship. The software is known as Atlas. It takes information from immigrants' case files and runs it through various federal databases. Atlas looks for indicators that someone is dangerous or dishonest and is ostensibly designed to detect fraud among people who come into contact with the U.S. immigration system. So it being dishonest, evidently, is one of those things.
That sounds like China and how they were putting people into concentration camps for being suspicious.
It does indeed. But advocates for immigrants believe that the real purpose of the computer program is to create a pretext to strip people of citizenship. Whatever the motivation, Atlas's intended outcome is ultimately deportation, judging from the documents which originates within DHS and were obtained by the Open Society Justice Initiative and Muslim Advocates through Freedom of Information Act lawsuits. Atlas helps DHS investigate immigrants' personal relationships and backgrounds. So they're looking at your friends, who you're in relationships with, who you hang out with, as well as examining biometric information like fingerprints and, in certain circumstances, considering an immigrant's race, ethnicity, and national origin.
It sounds to me like it's a thing to try to figure out if your relationship is real, if you marry an illegal citizen and you're trying to say, like, oh, I'm trying to give him citizenship because he's my husband. They try to find out if it's a real relationship because, like, there's no way for them to tell that. They'll take you in a room with a bunch of feds and interview you, and they can just cancel your appeal for citizenship, or I forget what it's called, your petition for citizenship, just right after the interview and give you no reason for why. So maybe they're trying to make it like a, now they have an algorithm to figure this thing out, which sounds totally dangerous and stupid.
Well, I mean, what is a marriage in the first place? If someone just wants to get married to gain citizenship to the United States, that's still a real marriage.
Yeah, but you can get fined $250,000 and get up to 10 years in prison.
Why?
If they find out it's fake.
But it's not fake. It's real. It's a real marriage. That's the contract they established. That's the benefits that they worked out. That's what marriage is. It's a contract. Hey, this is what I'm getting from the relationship. This is what you're getting from the relationship. And that's
actually a good point.
They try to say that it has to be, like, for the reasons of, like, love and to reproduce.
But that's not why a lot of people get married.
Yep.
I got married to my ex-wife so that she could get my health insurance.
Mm.
That was a real marriage. Insane. So this is drawing information from a variety of unknown sources, plus two that have been criticized as being poorly managed. The FBI's terrorist screening database, also known as the Terrorist Watch List, and the National Crime Information Center. Powered by servers at tech giant Amazon, the system in 2019 alone conducted 16.5 million screenings and flagged more than 120,000 cases of potential fraud or threats to national security and public safety.
Well,
but ultimately, humans at DHS are involved in determining how to handle immigrants flagged by Atlas. But the software threatens to amplify the harm caused by bureaucratic mistakes within the immigration system, mistakes that already drive many denaturalization and deportation cases. Atlas should be considered suspect until it is shown not to generate unfair, arbitrary, and discriminatory results, Well, it's designed to discriminate, right?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me.
They're not running this software on people who immigrate here from the United Kingdom or Germany. You know, it's people who immigrate here from Mexico or Afghanistan or Iraq or whichever country the U.S. is bombing these days. From what we are able to scrutinize in terms of the end results, like the disparate impact of denaturalization based on national origin, there is ample reason to consider Atlas a threat to naturalized citizens. I mean, that's what it's designed to do, is discriminate based on national origin. I don't understand why, we need to prove that this isn't. Some critics believe it's no accident that Atlas could go after individual immigrants for flimsy reasons. The whole point is to screen and investigate so that the government can deny applications or refer for criminal or civil or immigration enforcement. The purpose of the secret rules and predictive analytics and algorithms are to find things to investigate. So because they don't have enough immigration officials or whatever, they seem to be turning to software to do it for them. The Department of Homeland Security refuses to disclose to the public how Atlas works or what rules it uses to determine when an immigrant should be flagged to potentially have their citizenship revoked.
That's not suspicious at all.
No, I mean, of course, they don't want people to know their criteria because it's probably pretty screwed up.
Yeah, probably. I mean, just from what you read here, it sounds pretty screwed up. The fact that they're doing it on, a race basis, depending on what country you come from and things like that, I mean, that's just discrimination.
It's only gotten worse under Biden, too. Like, everybody I know says that, way more people are getting deported right now.
But
ever since Biden.
he was going to save all the immigrants. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris were supposed to be nice.
Well, they certainly didn't close any of the FEMA detention facilities. Are they FEMA? Yeah, they are FEMA that they're hoarding the
children.
Yeah. The secrecy makes it nearly impossible to tell whether Atlas is targeting immigrants baselessly or not. Well, yes, baselessly targeting immigrants by definition. They came here because they wanted to be here. Leave them alone.
So they have citizenship. Is that what this is about? They have citizenship and they're trying to take that citizenship away from them?
It does have a mechanism for you doing that. The DHS won't reveal what rules it uses to determine which immigrants should have their citizenship revoked. But yes, that is part of it. And I would remind everyone, if they can revoke an immigrant citizenship, they can revoke yours.
I wish they'd. No, I'm just kidding.
You what?
I was going to say, I wish they'd revoke mine.
But,
just kidding.
But then, I mean, think about that. So if I was born in the United States and I'm a United States citizen, and if I get my citizenship taken away, where do I go?
Well, probably prison. If you do something, something enough to make them angry enough to take away your citizenship, they're probably just going to throw you in prison. But I think they've done that with a few people being held in Guantanamo Bay, if I remember correctly. They were American citizens, and you can't, indefinitely detain an American citizen. So they revoked their citizenship.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
I remember that. I'm not 100% sure. So maybe someone out there remembers. 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in. That's 603-283-6160. More coming up about the FBI and a glitch, which is allowing people to access unauthorized private data because the government can't do anything correctly. 603-283-6160. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says the State Department estimates as many as 1,500 Americans are trying to get out of Afghanistan, with a total of over 4,000 Americans and Afghan allies. Texas Republican Congressman Dan Crenshaw believes we need to be more aggressive when it comes to dealing with the Taliban and also that August 31st deadline of troop withdrawal.
We're the United States. We don't negotiate with people like that. And if we want to stay longer in order to get our people out, and we want to set our own timelines for that, which should be open-ended, by the way, then we do it. We do it. And if they get in our way, well, we'll use deadly force. That should be the only answer coming from the United States right now.
At least 19 people have died from this past weekend's catastrophic flooding in Middle Tennessee. There are still two people confirmed missing. USA Radio News. On Tuesday, the House approved the $3.5 trillion budget blueprint and locked in a September vote on a $1 trillion infrastructure bill, ending a standoff among Democrats. The $3.5 trillion infrastructure bill passing in the House with no Republican support, and Republican Congressman Jason Smith tells CNBC spending is out of control in Washington, D.C.
And this budget resolution spends $68 trillion over the next 10 years. That's within the budget resolution. That is the highest spending in the history of the United States. If you count the spending that the Democrats started since they took over Congress in 2019, combined with Bernie's budget proposal here, that is more spending than all of taxes that have ever been collected in the history of the United States.
A torn hamstring forcing six-time U.S. Open champion Serena Williams to withdraw from Wimbledon. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Appreciate what we do. Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join us. 603-283-6160. If you want to do that, that's 603-283-6160. I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. It's the best place to go to learn about cryptocurrency. If you don't know anything about it, you've got to get over there. Click Get Started at the top of the page and just take a few minutes of your time to watch some videos. And you will learn the basics of this important world-changing information. That's Bitcoin.com. But if you're already a knowledgeable user, check out news.bitcoin.com to stay up to date on all the news headlines that's relevant to you. That's news.bitcoin.com, all on a sleek, easy-to-use, modern website. Bitcoin.com, everything you need for cryptocurrency. And I'm excited. I'm trying out a new thing with the video streams from here, where instead of just playing the commercials and watching us sit around on our phones or chit-chatting or whatever, it automatically switches to some pre-recorded videos, like the 101 Reasons trailer to move to New Hampshire and other cool stuff like that. And I spent most of the day working on this stupid script to make it happen, and it wasn't working, but now it is. So hopefully it continues working.
Now the commercials aren't being played on what?
On our video feeds.
Huh.
Because that's always the biggest complaint we've gotten about our video feeds. It's, oh, this would be great if there weren't commercials. So I got to thinking, okay, how can we move away from the commercials then? Because the videos don't get watched, so it doesn't really count as advertising to send them out there. So anyway, that's working, and I'm excited about it. The FBI is incompetent. I think that goes without saying. The only thing they're not incompetent at seems to be the distribution of child porn, because they are years running the largest child porn distributor on the planet.
Hey, don't forget about Assault and Battery.
They do seem pretty good at that as well. The FBI has a glitch called Palantir, which is allowing unauthorized access to private data, a computer glitch in a secretive software program. Why do they have so many secretive software programs? Used by the FBI, allowed some unauthorized employees to access private data for more than a year, prosecutors revealed in a new court filing. The screw-up in the Palantir program, software created by a sprawling data analytics company co-founded by some billionaire, was detailed in a letter by prosecutors in the Manhattan federal court case against accused hacker Virgil Griffin. Data recovered from Griffin's Facebook and Twitter accounts, which was obtained through a federal search warrant in March 2020, was accessed on Palantir for more than a year by at least four FBI employees. So, hold on. That statement doesn't make any sense to me. Data recovered from his Facebook and Twitter accounts that was obtained through a federal search warrant was accessed by this application for more than a year?
So, like,
I don't understand
random,
what's going on here.
Random FBI agents who weren't supposed to be allowed to see his Facebook private info that this machine or what software collected were being able to view it?
I'm not entirely clear on what they're saying. There's a lot of names here, and it's not a particularly well-written article, so, I mean, the comma placement's bad, and it's confused the entire sentence and completely lost whatever they were trying to say. This is why grammar is actually important. The FBI case agent who was assigned to Griffith's case was alerted to the unauthorized access earlier this month when another FBI agent emailed him and said an analyst accessed the search warrant material, according to the letter. An FBI analyst... hold on, quote, an FBI analyst in the course of conducting a separate investigation had identified communications between the defendant and the subject of the investigation by means of searches on the platform that accessed. This is so freaking confusing. I don't even want to talk about it anymore. It's confusing, and I have no idea what's going on because they don't know how to write a story.
Me.
Jesus Christ, that's embarrassing, and I hope they are embarrassed. Anyway, Bonnie, the Nirvana baby is now an adult.
Yes, I'm trying to pull that up right now.
And they're unhappy because they feel like they've been used in child pornography, and that's because of the album cover for...
Nevermind, the 1991 album cover.
Yeah, where the baby's underwater chasing the dollar on a fishing pole or whatever it is.
Yes. There's like a fishing pole in front of him, or there's a hook in front of him, I think, with like a worm on it. I'm trying to find... Oh, I found it. And my internet's working now. It says, Nevermind, baby, sues Nirvana, claiming child pornography. And it says in the subtitle... Oh, it's not a worm, my bad. It's a dollar that's on the fishing hook, like you said. A lot of people are being sued. That's the subtitle. You know Spencer Eldon as the baby swimming on the cover of Nirvana's classic 1991 Nevermind album. Eldon has now filed a lawsuit over the cover alleging that the image is child pornography. Defendants intentionally...
How does he come to that conclusion, that it has a naked baby on it?
Well, it's him, and yeah, it's a naked baby.
There's no, like...
sexual content, yeah. See, that's what...
The baby is naked, but you, if I recall correctly, I've never been a big Nirvana fan, so I haven't spent a lot of time looking at their album covers, but you can't, like, see any details that would make it qualify as pornography.
No, you can see the baby's genitals.
Oh.
You can see his genitals in the water. Like, there are some versions where they sell it that they don't have it, so maybe you've, like, seen that. But they also have, like, the full... It's, like, frontal nudity of a baby, basically.
Okay.
Defendants intentionally, commercially... commercially marketed Spencer's child pornography and leveraged the shocking nature of his image to promote themselves and their music at his expense, said the lawsuit, according to Variety.
Did the parents of this kid not agree to it?
They get into that. I didn't read the whole thing, but I skimmed it, and he said that his parents never signed anything. So I'm like, what? Why would he be? How did this happen if his parents didn't agree to it? Like,
well, his parents clearly agreed to allow the picture to be taken because
yes.
You can't get an underwater photograph like that by accident.
Yeah, that's a great point.
In fact, I always wonder how the picture got taken. Like, did they just throw the baby in the water and then actually take a picture underwater?
Babies are actually really great swimmers. Fun fact.
Well, anyways, defendants used...
I like the idea. Okay, we want to... I mean, it's this 90s grunge fans. We want to make an album cover.
Throw the baby in the
Let's
water.
Let's take a baby and throw it in a swimming pool and see what happens.
Sounds like Christianity baptizing a baby. This says, defendants used child pornography depicting Spencer as an essential element of a record promotion scheme commonly utilized in the music industry to get attention, wherein album covers pose children in a sexually provocative manner to gain notoriety, drive sales, and garner media attention and critical reviews, which is weird because I can't even think of another thing that I could possibly think of as an example. There's like Lil Wayne with the baby him with tattoos on his face, but,
yeah,
not
but it's not
sexual.
Naked, yeah. And the thing, it's not a sexual photo, right? It's just a naked baby. I mean, toddlers run around naked all the time, and nobody's ever like, whoa, that's sexual, better cover that baby up. I get that it's a photo, and it's on Nirvana's most popular album, so it's everywhere, but...
That was my boyfriend's argument today. He was like, it's not a sexual picture just because it's nude. But I think there's a uniqueness to this case because, like, this is an extremely famous picture that this person was too young to consent to be part of. I don't know if I think that means it's child pornography, but they should have been some completely no questions about it. There was consent, like, signed from the parents, or maybe, like, when he got a certain age, they could use the picture. Like, they could have used old picture that they got consent. I don't know. You know what I mean? I guess that's not really possible, but whatever.
I don't know how the picture could have been taken without the parents' consent.
Well, let's get into it. It says, do you want me to... Here, I'll just skip down to that part. It says, Eldon, now 30, claims he was only paid $200 for the shoot at the time, and that his parents...
Oh, yeah, this is just about money.
Yeah. And that his parents never signed any contracts regarding the photo or the shoot. Eldon also claims that he has tried to get in touch with Nirvana's rhythm section, Dave Grohl, and Chris Novoselic over the years.
So, I mean, there was an actual photo shoot for this.
Yes.
I think that means definitively the parents must have consented to it.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't see any way that they could possibly not have. More about this nonsense of someone 30 years later deciding, hey, I didn't make any money off of this, and that's me on that album cover.
And there's actually more things that make it seem questionable in the article.
I have no doubt. It sounds very suspicious. 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in. That's 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
The only libertarian talk radio show that allows you to express your opinions on national radio, no matter what they are, no matter what you believe. 603-283-6160 if you want to do that. That's 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Aria,
Nikki,
and Bonnie.
And last year we told you about Intercoin, which can help any business and organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. Not one that belongs to someone else. One that actually belongs to you. Now, Intercoin.org has launched worldwide. Is there a token you want to launch or an app you want to build? Go to Intercoin.org. That's Intercoin.org. Enter your email and the team will get in touch and learn about your needs. And while you're there, hey, if you want, get some Intercoins for yourself. Doing really cool things over there at intercoin.org. That's Intercoin.org. Now, we're talking about the Nirvana baby here, who is all grown up, but is still being a baby, as it turns out, because he's upset, from what we can gather, that he didn't make enough money off of being the baby on the Nevermind cover, and now he wants to come back and get some of that money.
Yes, it kind of is starting to seem like that. This is a part that I kind of skipped over earlier. It says, it further states, so the indictment or whatever, when Weddle, that's the guy who took the pictures, took a series of sexually graphic nude photographs of Spencer to ensure the album would trigger a visceral...
But they're not sexually explicit.
Yeah, there's nothing graphic.
There's only the one on the cover. I don't know if there's more on the inside of the cover, but apparently there was multiple pictures taken. But who knows if they were all published. It says,
there's no way. Look, if the Nirvana Nevermind cover constituted child pornography, Nirvana would have gotten in trouble about it decades ago.
That's true. And so would, like, my mom for posting pictures of my baby brother and sister, like, in the bath on Facebook.
Right, yeah.
But, I mean,
but all of those things are clearly not sexually explicit.
That's actually,
I mean, kids run around naked all the time. It's really common. Parents just take pictures of their kids and, hey, oh, look, suddenly they have child pornography. That's nonsense.
Yeah.
Greek statues are sometimes worse. It says, to ensure the album cover would trigger a visceral sexual response from the viewer, Weddle activated Spencer's gag reflex before throwing him underwater in poses highlighting and emphasizing Spencer's exposed genitals. Fisher purchased...
Hold on, what?
I know,
can you run that by me again? His gag reflex?
To ensure the album would cover would trigger a visceral sexual response from the viewer, Weddle activated Spencer's gag reflex before throwing him underwater in poses highlighting and emphasizing Spencer's exposed genitals.
Now, it's been a really long time since I looked at the Nirvana cover, but isn't the kid kind of, like, distant?
Yeah, it's not super close up. And also... I don't know. I don't know if I'm buying any of that, that he tried to make his genitals, like, more visible, because the baby's literally just, like, swimming in the water or, like, floating in the water with its legs partially open, which is just what would naturally happen.
Yeah, for someone, like, who is swimming, right?
Yeah, it's nothing, like, it doesn't seem like anything abnormal or, like, anything extra would have to be done to him to... make that pose happen.
Well, I think that they're talking about more than just the picture that ended up getting chosen, because it says at least one or more film cartridges were exposed in a short period of time, which included at least 40 or 50 different image shots of Spencer. Cobain chose the picture.
Well, that's how photo shoots work. They don't just take one picture and call it done. They take many.
But I just think that's what the gag reflex thing was referencing. It was probably a different picture, because I looked at the picture just now. It's not really distant. It's kind of like really close to the boy. Like, you can see details. The boy's mouth is open, maybe, but it doesn't look like, oh, he's gagging. In fact, he looks like he's smiling almost.
It seems extremely dangerous to not just throw a baby out into the swimming pool, but to first make them choke.
Yeah, that is really weird. I don't know what the heck that's talking about. And also don't see
this guy should be suing his parents for allowing Nirvana to make him gag on something and then throw him in a swimming pool.
That was going to be the point I was going to make to begin with. Like, even if they could 100% prove that this was child pornography and everything, I would think that the people who needed to get sued would be the people who allowed this to happen, which is his parents. But
yeah, he should have taken this up with his parents like 20 years ago.
It's like, Cobain chose the image depicting Spencer like a sex worker grabbing for
Jesus
a dollar.
Christ.
Yeah, I know, that's what's like, that's such a stretch. Like a sex worker grabbing for a dollar bill that is positioned dangling from a fish hook in front of his nude body with his penis explicitly displayed. So the dollar, once again, the dollar makes something look very criminal.
Well, I tend to think that this is probably, you know, them conveying the idea that from very early ages, we're taught to mindlessly pursue money.
Yep.
But that's insane. So now he's unhappy and he wants to make some money.
It says Eldon is seeking $150,000 each from Dave Grohl and Christ. I think his name is Christy. Oh, no, it's just Christ. Novel Sec.
So he's not even really looking for, like, a lot of money. $150,000 for Dave Grohl? Dave, just pay him. Make him go away.
Yeah, well, each. So from him, Chris Novoselic, Courtney Love, who serves as the executor of Kurt Cobain's estate, and both of the estate managers, Guy Orsiri and Heather Perry. Photographer Kirk Weddle, who took the initial photo, art director of Nevermind, Robert Fisher, and a number of existing or defunct record companies that released or distributed the album in the last three decades.
So he's suing a bunch of different people. I mean, just sue the bandmates, dude. That would have been the easy thing to do here. Then they probably would have just given you the money to make you shut up and go away.
It says when Eldon was 25, so only 5 years ago, so like 2016, he revealed he got a Nevermind tattoo on his chest.
So he's clearly very traumatized by this whole event.
Sounds to me like he's proud, you know, of being the Nevermind baby.
He's a Nirvana super fan, and he loves that he's the Nevermind baby. He tells all of his friends, and then one of his friends one day was like, hey, you only got $200 for that?
Yeah.
You should probably sue every single person that was involved in this album.
Yeah, that sounds like it. And then he got a lawyer that was like, it was child pornography. That's what it was. It says he participated in numerous shoots throughout the years commemorating the album's anniversary.
So he was celebrating this thing just, what, like 5-6 years ago?
It says throughout the years, like multiple times.
So what, they did one of those things where you, like, recreate it when you're a little bit older?
Yeah, probably. It says numerous shoots throughout the years commemorating the album's anniversary. So it says, in a 2016 story, he revealed, it's hard not to get upset when you hear about how much money was involved. When I got to a baseball game.
So we were right. It's just about the money to him.
Yep. And he says, when I go to a baseball game and think about it, man, everybody at this baseball game has probably seen my little baby penis. I feel like I got part of my human rights revoked.
Oh my gosh, she is just totally playing this up.
Yeah, I mean, just his quote there alone. Can we go back to it and read the entire thing again? Because he's transparent about this. He's saying,
it's hard not to get upset when you hear how much money was involved. When I go to a baseball game and think about it, man, everybody at this baseball game has probably seen my little baby penis. I feel like I got part of my human rights revoked. It's funny to think of it as him saying that and meaning his penis right now. His little baby penis.
It's depressing, in my opinion, that he's like, wow, they made so much money off of this album. I feel violated.
Yeah.
That's pretty much exactly what he said. I'm on this album. I need to find a way, some sort of justification of suing the band.
So think of it like this. Imagine somebody was like in sexual slavery. Like they got stolen off the streets and they were raped and the pimps or whatever were making all this money and they were seeing no money for getting raped. And then later they say like, when I think about how much money was involved, it really hurts my feelings like that I didn't get more money for it.
Yeah, as if that's what they would be worried about.
Yeah.
You know, like, if you're really, like, feel sexually violated, you wouldn't be like, oh, man, I wish I got paid more money to be sexually violated, you know.
Yeah. That certainly is a weird argument for someone to make. But, I mean, as he was celebrating the album cover when he was 25 years old, he's clearly not upset about it. The dude just wants some more money. And, you know, I don't necessarily blame him or find him to be at fault at that, other than the dishonesty he's trying to, you know, play all these cards that clearly don't apply. Like, I feel like my human rights were violated. Okay, dude, your parents made a bad decision. They should have worked out some sort of agreement where you got some amount of royalties for this album cover. I'm fine with that. They didn't. They dropped the ball. So maybe you should contact the band members and try to work this out amongst you instead of trying to weaponize the legal system and the criminal justice system against them by calling it pornography, saying you feel like your human rights were violated. Have you tried contacting the band?
He said he did. He said he tried to contact Dave Grohl, and he never got back to him, I guess.
Oh, I missed that detail
but
then.
Dave Grohl is also, like, probably pretty busy,
yeah.
So.
Okay. He still has a band.
He's got several, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, Foo Fighters, and
yeah.
I don't know what other bands he's in. But
I just need Foo Fighters.
I've never been a huge fan of him, but he certainly has enough money to just give this kid $150,000 or whatever. But, you know, if the album continues selling, the kid will probably just come back in a few more years trying to do the same thing again. Absolutely insane. When we get back, the origins of COVID-19. The Biden administration has received inconclusive intelligence. 603-283-6100.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer. Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer. Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.